This is a meditation talk given by Sanchi in April 1985. It's published in the Ambrosial Hour, Chapter 31, under the title, Make the Mind Quiet. Make the mind quiet as only a quiet mind can meditate. Don't understand meditation as a burden. Do it lovingly. Don't pay any attention to the outer sounds during the meditation. Concentrate at the eye center. The dear ones who have difficulty in finding the third eye should know that when they close their eyes, whatever they see within, it is their third eye which is seeing all those things. When you have to focus your attention, you should be looking exactly in the center of your two eyebrows. You should not take your attention upwards or downwards or on the left or right side. It should be right in the middle of what you see. Some dear ones have this complaint, that the light sometimes comes and sometimes goes. Sometimes it becomes very brilliant. They should know that it is not the light which comes and goes. When our mind is still, when our mind does not run a lot, then we find the light still there. But when our mind is not there, when it is running all around, then we feel that the light has gone away. Light is at one place. It is always our mind which comes and goes. You know that the reflection of the trees or things on the shore of the sea can be seen clearly only when the water of the sea is still. If the water is moving, if there are many waves in that sea, we cannot see the reflection of the things on the shore. It does not mean that the trees or other things have gone somewhere else. They are still there. But it is only because of the water is only because the water is not still. All the waves are moving it. That is why we cannot see the reflection of those things very clearly. We see them only when the water is still. In the same way, as long as our mind is still, we see our reflection. We see the things very clearly. But our mind is also like a very big ocean. In this ocean, there are many waves of lust, anger, greed, and all the things. Many thoughts are also coming up, and they are always moving around our mind, and that is why we are not able to see our own image, our own reflection, very clearly. We have to still our mind with the Shabad, with the Nam, with the Simran, and only then can we see our image and the inner things very clearly. Often I have talked about the training which I got in the army when they were teaching us how to shoot. They would teach us that first of all, you should keep your body, the gun, and the target all in one line, and then you should keep the crosshairs of the two sights in one line, and it should be in line with the target. And you should hold your breath, and you should not look here or there, and very slowly, very lightly, you should just pull the trigger. Those who shot according to the training, keeping all the things in one line and doing it very gently and smoothly, would always become successful. But some people who did not keep their body, the gun, and the target in one line, who would move, those who would not hold their breath, those who would not do it correctly, they would never become successful. The same thing applies in the practice of Santmat also. If our body is still and our mind is still, what is the target we have to hit? The target is the eye center. And after hitting the target, we have to go further. We have to go to Satchkhand. So if our body is still, our mind is still, and if we are concentrating correctly at the eye center, then only after a few sittings, you will know that you have progressed a lot. Those who used to change their aim at the target again and again would not become successful. This is my personal experience. We had to shoot 5 bullets, placing them in an area of 1 inch. And I myself have done that only by keeping one target all the time, only by trying to hit the same place again and again. And the same thing helped me a lot in Santmat, because my master taught me, dear son, if you will go on changing your contemplation, if you will go on changing the place where you have to concentrate, you will not become successful. You have to go on looking at the same place. You have to concentrate at the same place if you want to become successful. You should try to understand this. When our thoughts are stilled, then the light also gets manifested within us, and it also remains still there. And when such a thing happens, Then the sound of the Shabbat also starts coming within us. Only in the beginning do you need to close your ears. Later on, when the light is manifested, the sound starts coming from within that light. And even if you have not closed your ears, still you will hear the sound of the bells or of the conch or some kind of sound. And whatever sound you are hearing, you should always try to listen to that. You should not go on changing the sounds. Whatever sound you have caught, you should continue with that same sound and concentrate on it. Because even if it is a smaller sound or a little sound, still it has the connection. It has the contact with the higher sound. When the soul sees the light and hears the sound of the bell, then all the impurities, all the dirt of the soul is removed. And then the mirror of the soul becomes very clean, very reflecting. And after that, all the forces of the mind which were pulling the soul downwards, all the chains are broken one by one. And after that, whenever we sit for meditation, just in the moment, our attention goes straight to the eye center. I hope that you will sit in the meditation according to what I have tried to explain to you. You should meditate here as well as when you go back to your home, because those who will meditate according to these instructions, they will definitely get success, and it will be very helpful. And we'll meditate for 55 minutes.
Hail, beloved Kripal, who takes the capsized boats across. This is Sanchis Bhajan, Dana Kirtapala Piardia, Verde Dubide Parda Langade, page 57. The fire of ego rages, the whole world is burning in it. Without you, we don't have anyone who could come and save the burning ones. Being controlled by love and affection, he rescues us from the cage of the negative power. Hail, beloved Kripal. You cannot be praised enough. Going to the foreign countries, you conquered them. You brightened the name of Sawan even on the peaks of the mountains. Your light is seen everywhere. You make people meditate on Satnam. You broke all the bonds of castes, creeds, and differences. You taught that we have to go within and meet the true Almighty One. You unite in one moment the souls who were separated for ages and ages. In your hand is everyone's string. You placed the veil on us. Assuming the body of a man, you hid yourself from us. O Lord, if you desire, you can stop the firing cannons. O Lord, shower grace and put those who are going and put those who are going astray on the path. We are beggars at your door. Give us the alms of the true Nam. O Guru Kripal, Ajab has become yours. Attach him to your feet. Hail, beloved Kripal, who takes the capsized boats across. Dana Kirtapala Piardia, Berde Dubide Paralangave. Page 57.
Dana Kirpala Piharia Bere Dubide Para Lagave. Dana Kirpala Piharia Bere Dubide Para Lagave. Ume Vale Aga Badaki Sara Jagahi Machada Jave. Teto bina hora koina jeda saradia ana bachave. Ome vale aga badaki sara jagahi machada jave. Teto bina hora koina jeda saradia ana bachave. Hoke vasa prema pyarade kala pinjure choana chudave. Dana kirpala pyaria bere dubade para lagave. Sifata nahona teria jake vichapara desa de chahaya. Bharadiya Chotiyate Nama Sawanada Chamakaya Sifatana Hona Teria Jake Vichaparadesa De Chahaya Bharadiya Chotiyate Nama Sawanada Chamakaya Nuratera dise harita sat nam da japa karave Dhanakirpal piaria bere dubide paralagave Jatapata chuta chata de sabha bandana tode ake Sache kula malik nu milana he andar jake. Jatapata chuta chata de sabha bandana tode ake. Sache kula malik nu milana he andar jake. Ruha vicha dia juga juga to ika pala vicha ana milave. Danakir pala piaria bere dubade paralagave. Terehata dora sabadi eve sarete parada payam. Mande datu chola darake sato apanai apalukaya. Terehata dora sabadi eve sadite sparada paya. Mande datu chola darake sato apanai apalukaya. Jeho je teri moja malaka topa chaladia banda karave. Dhanakirpala piaria bere dubade paralagave. Ojarda jandianu dea karake te rasate pavo. Mangate ha tere darade kera nam sache di pavo. Ujarda jandianu dea karake te rasate pavo. Mangate ha tere darade kera nam sache di pavo. O Gya Jeba Apada Kirpal Guru Charani Lave Dhan Kirpal Piaria Bere Dubade Paralagave.
O Lord, shower grace and put those who are going astray on the path. We are beggars at your door. Give us the alms of the true Nam. O Guru Kripal, Ajab has become yours. Attach him to your feet. Hail, beloved Kripal, who takes the capsized boats across. We will continue in a satsang that Sanchi gave in Rajasthan. October of 1986. This is from the January 1987 Sanpani magazine. And continuing, Sanchi says, the darshan of the master is so pure that Guru Nanak says that those who have had the darshan of the master will not come in the womb of the mother. The reality is that even those who have not had the darshan of the master, but have heard about him with great admiration and affection and faith, even they will not come into the womb of the mother. Continuing in the hymn, The correct nam is obtained from the Satguru. Without Satguru, all the jivas drift away. Now he says that Satguru gives us the real nam, the nam who has created this whole creation and who is all-pervading. Those who do not have the initiation of that real nam, they waste their life, which was worth diamonds. In eating and drinking and for the pride and ego of the world, they waste their life. Begin from the hymn. The jivas are involved in the wheel of 84, being deluded by the passions, eating, name and fame. This disease of name and fame is spread. Many great ones have suffered its blows. Now Swamiji Maharaj says that in this world of the negative power, all the jivas are affected, having the disease of name and fame. Those who are affected by the disease of name and fame, they go in the cycle of 84 lakhs births and deaths. Whereas those who remain humble, those who remain poor within, and who even after realizing God, say that they are just the servants of God, they are nothing, those people achieve great success. They become the liberated ones, those who develop humility within them. And again, from the hymn, these are the final lines of the hymn. When one remains small within, then his soul joins the Shabda. Without the Shabda, all the world is blind. All are deluded without the Shabda. Those who have done the meditation of Shabad and have known its secret have got the essence. Recognize the Guru who is absorbed in the Shabda. I tell you the perfect address. Open your eyes and see him nearby. How else can I explain it? Oh, dear one, if you do not recognize him, you will remain in the cycle of bodies. Whatever I had to say, I have said. Radha Swami has said so. Now Swamiji Maharaj lovingly explains to us that unless we get the Shabda, our soul is blind. And since our soul is blind, she does not know where to go. That is why she is always in deep illusion. That is why Swamiji Maharaj lovingly explains to us that we should search for a Mahatma who has earned the Shabd and who can give us the perfect Shabd. Only a perfect master can give us the perfect Shabd. If we have not searched for a perfect master and if we have not received the perfect Shabd, then we will not be able to get rid of the cycle of births and deaths. And then he says, what more should I tell you? You should go and search for the perfect master and get the perfect nam from him. Swamiji Maharaj says, if we have good fortune, only then we get the human birth. If we have more good fortune, then we come across a perfect master. If we are still more fortunate, then we get the nam initiation from the master. And if even more fortunate, then the desire to do the devotion of the Lord and meditation comes within us, and we do that. That ends that satsang. And one more Sanchi talk. This is an underground room talk that Sanchi gave in November of 1986. This is from the January 1987 Santpani magazine. So Sanchi says, in each group, I inspire all of you to remember a couple of things, which I always tell you. Those things are that you should make the mind quiet, and you should not pay any attention to the outer disturbances while you are meditating. You should not let your mind wander outside when you are meditating, and you should always keep your attention at the eye center. If you will remember these couple of things which I say to every group, they will definitely help you in spirituality. But they can also be very helpful to you in your worldly life. The Paramsants, or perfect masters, whenever they have come into this world, no matter to which religion or community they belonged, they have always told us there are two beings which do not forget anything and do not make any mistakes. One is God Almighty, and the other is the beloved of God, the devotee of God, the saint who is sent into this world by God Almighty. Whatever they explain to their disciples, they're not explaining anything from bookish knowledge or from hearsay. They explain to their disciples only what they have gone through and what they have experienced in their life and what they have meditated upon. All the saints have said the same thing. Ulisha said that God has come in the form of man. And when the inner door was opened to Ajayb, he also said that God has come after becoming a man. All the saints have said this. Guru Nanak Sahib also says, don't understand the master as a human being. I had the very good fortune of sitting at the feet of Baba Sawan Singh Ji. I got many opportunities for that. The love which Baba Sawan Singh had for his master, Baba Jamal Singh, was so deep and so great that it cannot be described. It cannot be talked about. It cannot be written in any book. It was very deep, and whenever that ocean of love would come in Master Sawan Singh, when it would come in its full force, then it would break all the barriers, and Master Sawan Singh would see Baba Jamal Singh everywhere. Baba Jamal Singh always told Baba Sawan Singh that when the disciple gets the Nam initiation from the master, after that, not even in the state of dream, not even in the state of forgetfulness, should he think that the master is a human being. He should always understand master as the one who has come into this prison to release us, the prisoners. Master Kripal Singh Ji used to like bhajans very much. He used to enjoy hearing bhajans. And whenever I would get the opportunity to sing bhajans to him, since I had a lot of yearning, and when a yearning soul sings a bhajan to the master, it is so deep and so full of yearning that the ocean of love which is in that yearning, which is in that yearning soul, comes in its full force and it breaks all the barriers. So when that kind of love would come up in the bhajans, Master Kripal would also shed tears. He would remember his times with his master, Baba Sawan Singh. Many people encourage me to make an ashram which is on the road. And many people have even said, if you cannot do it, we can make an ashram for you in the city. You don't need to come there. We'll make the ashram for you. Many people complain that the trip here is very difficult and that I should move to a place which is in the city or near the city where it's convenient for them to come. That journey, which the people think is long and difficult, Master Kripal, the God of my soul, he took it so many times, even when he was sick. Now, you know that before you people come, we prepare for your coming. And you know that once you get to the ashram, you get all the facilities, all the conveniences there. And we even spend 3 or 4 days before you come in preparing the road and things like that, so that you may not have any difficulties. But when beloved Kripal, the God of my soul, came here, we did not have any facilities and conveniences waiting for him here. The journey which our beloved master took without complaining, we should not hesitate in taking that journey. Master Kripal Singh knew only this much. I have made someone sit in my remembrance, and he will not go anywhere else. So he would come and do his work and go back. I will explain to you the Tisra Til, or eye center, more clearly. I have often said that Tisra Til, or eye center, is the place where mind and soul are seated. It is the place from where our journey begins. You people should sleep well in the night and get up early in the morning at 3 o'clock with an empty stomach and sit for meditation 2 hours or 2.5 hours continuously. Do Simran while remaining at the eye center or Tisra Til. By doing Simran continuously, remaining at the eye center, reach the first plane, which is also called Jyot Narinjan. The Mahatmas call it Ishwar, or God. The Muslims call it Allah. This is the place where Arjuna was shown the real form of the Creator by Lord Krishna. This is the headquarters of the astral plane, and this is the place from where all the other arrangements are being done. Even if we are able to hear that shabad, or sound current, at the present, still that sound current is not that effective. It does not pull our soul up, because we've not reached the eye center. If we had reached Tisra Til, or eye center, then our soul would be pulled up by that shabad itself, because the shabad which is coming from Sach Khand is resounding at the eye center. And the soul who has reached the eye center goes to the other planes, catching the shabad. So when we have reached the eye center, after that, when we hear the shabad, that shabad takes us to the other planes, to the further, higher planes. And by catching hold of the sound current, or shabad, we reach the peak of Trikuti, which is the causal plane. Then the shabad of the third plane starts coming by itself and pulls the soul up into the higher planes. No doubt there is only one shabad. There's only one shabd or sound coming from Sach Khand. But because it is coming through different planes, that is why it is said that the shabad is different. In fact, there is only one shabad. So when the soul is pulled up by the shabad of the third plane, then all the chains and all the entanglements and attachments of the mind and the organs of senses are broken. All the forces and powers of mind and the negative powers which were pulling the soul down, they all remain below. And the soul, after becoming free from all these things, goes on to the higher planes. The soul shakes off all the three vestures, physical, astral, and causal. And when she goes to the fourth plane, only then she gets the awareness of her real home. So when the soul reaches the third plane, since all the chains and powers which were pulling the soul down remain down below, when the soul becomes free from all those forces, then she prepares herself to go to the fourth plane, to the higher planes. When the soul reaches the fourth plane, which is also called by the name Banvar Gufa, and which is often called the door to Sach Khand, then the soul gets unlimited amounts of intoxication. Then she comes to realize that she also has the same qualities as God Almighty, and she's not different from God. The difference was only because she was separated from him. When the soul reaches Sach Khand, then she comes to realize herself. And only then the real faith in God Almighty or the Master comes within her. After that, no matter what happens, she does not lose faith in the Master. And after that, whatever pain or happiness comes, whatever comes in the will of God, such a soul accepts that as the will of God. When such a thing happens, only then the soul realizes that she is a drop of the water and God Almighty is like a vast ocean. She was called a drop only because she was separated from him. Now, when she is mingled in the ocean, she is also the ocean. The soul understands herself as a soul only as long as she is separated from Almighty. Sant Satgurus come from that plane, and they are the incarnations of Satpurush. Only those souls can go and mingle in Satpurush who reach that plane. When a soul reaches this plane and becomes one with Satpurush, only then, within her, the sympathy, the grace, is created for the other souls who are suffering in this world. The master soul thinks that the other souls who are suffering in this world should also come back to the real home where there is no pain, where there's no suffering, because that plane is worth seeing. It cannot be described in words. In that plane, there are no tricks of the mind. There's no pain. There's no suffering. It is the plane of complete peace and happiness. So when the soul reaches Satchkhand and becomes one with Satpurush, then she gets the grace. Then she feels pity for the other souls who are suffering in this world. So she comes back into this world, assuming the body, which is full of dirt and filth, and which is full of sufferings, only for the sake of the other souls. The fortunate souls, those who accept the instructions of that soul who has come from Satchkhand, they go back to the real home, and they also enjoy the same kind of happiness and peace which that master soul is enjoying. Guru Nanak says, "He who has recognized Satpurush is Satguru, and by obeying him, you can get liberation." So if you do the meditation after understanding it, then it is not so difficult. You can do your worldly work all day long and sleep during the night. We just have to get up early in the morning and spend 2, 2.5 hours in meditation. And if you do that properly and perfectly, then you can also progress and become successful in this path. That ends that talk. This is a poem that Master Kripal wrote to his master, Baba Sawan Singh. "Gods, men, and angels, other than these was he. My emperor was superior in both the worlds. When the eye was opened, in this man body, God appeared. And, O Lord, my idea of him was changed. He was found to be something else. In all glory was God there in him, and in all finality, he appeared in God. My master was not separate from him. He was not different from my master. Saturated in oneness through the great love, God was enchanted with him, and so was he with God. He is the permanence in the body, mind, and world. Throughout this dissolving sphere, he remains the unchangeable permanence. Come, whilst at satsang, let us drink in the oneness through his eyes. Who knows when the doomsday may come with the consequences thereof." And our last reading today is a talk of Master Kripal. This is in the March 1970, Satsandash Magazine. This was called The Temple of God. And Master says, people whose eyes have been opened by the realization of the truth view the world differently from others. Realized men often form the question, what is this world? God said, from one I will become many. So it is all his manifestation, from inert matter to consciousness. You may take water from a stream, freeze it, and it becomes ice, but both are the same substance from the same stream. So from inert matter up to consciousness is all his manifestation. The whole world is the temple of God, and there's no place where he is not. This is how all realized souls regard the creation. Why is it that we cannot look at the world as they do? Because the curtain of ignorance divides us from this knowledge. Someone has written that although the fish lives in the sea or the river, and her life-giving substance is water, yet she constantly asks, where is water? Living in water, yet dying of thirst. It's ironic. It is said that with one ray of light, the whole world was created. When God said, I want to manifest myself, there was light. It can be likened to a potter who makes small and large pots, perhaps even an elephant or a horse or a cup or a pitcher. But the same potter is making all the articles and with the same clay. So this is our condition in the world, because people are unaware of and have no contact with the reality. The world is full of unrest and trouble. The masters say that with the same light, the whole world was created. So who is good and who is bad? The physical body is a miniature Brahman. And the footnote says, Brahman consists of the three divisions of creation, physical, astral, and causal. So the physical body is a miniature Brahman. Or you can say it's a tiny world in itself. It is said that he who searches within this miniature Brahman will find the truth. Both the body and the world, which is a bigger Brahmand, are made of matter. Each individual is consciousness or has his own personal consciousness. The outer temples and mosques and churches were made in the image of man, dome-shaped like the head, forehead-shaped, the mosques, nose-shaped like churches. And in all religious places, the holy light is represented in one way or another. If the same light is lit in all holy places, then what is the difference between the various forms of worship? All outer images were made to help people to understand the truth, that the light is shining within man. It is the life of the soul, this light. The body which we carry around is the temple of God. In companionship within the same house, both brothers are dwelling, but they do not converse with each other. So these two brothers are living together, the soul and God. What a great misfortune. They live together, but do not talk to each other. The reason? He who has to realize the other is tossing about outwardly from place to place. He does not know that he has to withdraw and rise above the senses to realize who he is. If he did that, he would see who is sitting beside him. The men who became realized all have said that the body is a living temple of God. The outer temples are made by the hand of man. When I was in London during my world tour, I gave a talk pointing out that all masters have said that God does not reside in temples made with stone. One Christian minister, Reverend Stubbs, stood up and said, "You have thrown an atom bomb on all our churchianity." We have made the churches and mosques and temples with our own hands, but the true temple of God, the physical form, was made by God himself. The indweller of this true temple is frequenting the man-made temples. Is it not a sorry state? We ourselves made the copies and put the light there. They are copies of our own temple, within which the light is burning day and night. And sometimes thousands of true temples are sacrificed for the sake of one imitation. Is it not so? If one holy building is defamed or insulted by any other religion, thousands die because of it. All outer places of worship are for those whose eye is not open. Nevertheless, from our heart, we should have respect for them. Why? Because we sit there in remembrance of God, for which purpose they were made. When a child is in the womb of the mother, what machinery makes his eyes and nose, ears, hands, feet, etc.? It is some unseen power of which man knows nothing. That power is the one who abides in the temple which he himself has made. This human temple comes to man through great good fortune or destiny, but it's not valued enough. Forgive me if I use such words, but we consider it to be merely a sackful of waste matter. But beautiful palaces also have latrines. So the body has its own municipality, which takes out the filth every morning. But we are living in it, and our life giver, God, is also living there. We should even kiss this body with reverence, in acknowledgement that it is truly the temple of God. That is why masters have indicated to tap inside. When we look at the human form, it seems like just 5 or 6 feet of physical body, but inside it's a very big world. The whole of Brahman is residing within. Go inside and see. Maulana Rumi Sahib says, "O man, close the doors of your shop, open the inner shop, then will the work be done." All masters say similar things in their various languages. I searched for the hidden inner path, but only through the master was the secret revealed. What is a Gurumukh? He who has searched inside the human form. That is what is written in the Gurbani, the words of the gurus. Even if outwardly the wisdom of the whole world has been sifted mentally and intellectually with the help of the senses, but yet the inner search has not been made, then the real thing cannot be attained. The masters, after withdrawing from outside, traveled inside by leaving the body and transcending above it, above the physical, astral, and causal planes. Those who have transcended all this have reached their true home. Whatever they saw and heard has been recorded in the Holy Scriptures. Whatever they saw inside You should also go in and see. And then you will be able to describe your experiences. Whoever saw such wonders all said the same things. Now, do you understand this? He who sees describes that very thing in the very same way. In India, the realized souls express themselves in Sanskrit. They have given the same description, that inside there's a very big sun in Brahmand, in which the sound is vibrating. The hidden teaching of this was given by Ingris Rishi to the son of Devaki, Lord Krishna. The masters who came in Persia gave the same information in Persian. In Punjab, the gurus who came said the same things in their language. A contact with the ringing radiance of God within will develop love of God in thee. Paltusab came and said, there is an inverted well in the Gagan, the seat of the soul, where the lamp burns without wick or oil, and from the light of the lamp a sound is reverberating. Only he who goes into Gyan Samadhi, rises above body consciousness, can hear it. That lamp is a light for all the 24 hours in each day, and from it a sound vibrates. Who can hear that sound? Go into deep meditation and then hear it. He who sees knows the same thing. The truth is that this body is a temple of God and the whole world is a temple of God. It is a statement from those who searched into the inner regions. And we will leave off at that point. Sorry. And we're going to begin a satsang that Sanchi gave here at Sanpani in July of 1980. And this was given the title Humility, Meekness, and Love.
Shlok Mohalla Chautha. Jo ninda kare Satgur Pure ki So aukha jag mein hoye ya Jo ninda kare Satgur Pure ki So aukha jag mein hoye ya
Eh duniya ek bahut sara ਵੱਡਾ ਜੰਗਲ ਹੈ ਜਿਸ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਬੇਸ਼ੁਮਾਰ ਜੀਵ ਆਏ ਹੋਏ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਆਪਣੇ ਘਰ ਨੂੰ ਭੁੱਲ ਕੇ ਸਭ ਪਰੇਸ਼ਾਨ ਹੋਏ ਫਿਰਦੇ ਹੈ
ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਇਜ਼ ਲਾਈਕ ਅ ਬਿਗ ਫੋਰੈਸਟ ਇਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਮੈਨੀ ਕ੍ਰੀਚਰਸ ਹੈਵ ਕਮ ਐਂਡ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਆਲ ਆਫ ਦੈਮ ਹੈਵ ਲੋਸਟ ਦੇਅਰ ਹੋਮ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਵੈਰੀ ਮੱਚ ਅਪਸੈਟ ਐਂਡ ਆਰ ਵਾਂਡਰਿੰਗ ਹੇਅਰ ਐਂਡ ਦੇਅਰ
ਹਰ ਇੱਕ ਨੂੰ ਪੰਜ ਡਾਕੂ ਚਿੰਬੜੇ ਹੋਏ ਹੈ ਕਾਮ ਹੈ ਕ੍ਰੋਧ ਹੈ ਲੋਭ ਹੈ ਮੋਹ ਹੈ ਹੰਕਾਰ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਪੰਜੇ ਡਾਕੂ ਹੈ ਵਿਚਿੱਤਰ ਗੱਲ ਇਹ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਹਰ ਇੱਕ ਆਦਮੀ ਹਰ ਇੱਕ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਜਾਣਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸੁੱਖ ਨਹੀਂ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਪੰਜਾਂ ਡਾਕੂਆਂ ਦੇ ਹੱਥੋਂ ਲੁੱਟੇ ਜਾ ਰਹੇ ਹਾਂ
ਐਵਰੀਵਨ ਇਜ਼ ਬੋਦਰਡ ਬਾਈ ਦ ਫਾਈਵ ਡਿਕੋਇਟਸ ਲਸਟ ਐਂਗਰ ਗਰੀਡ ਅਟੈਚਮੈਂਟ ਐਂਡ ਨੈਗੋਇਜ਼ਮ ਆਰ ਦ ਫਾਈਵ ਡਿਕੋਇਟਸ ਵਿਚ ਆਰ ਬੋਦਰਿੰਗ ਐਵਰੀਬਡੀ But the funny thing is that even though everyone knows that all these five dacoits are plundering them day and night and there is no happiness, no peace in enjoying with them, but still people are letting these five dacoits plunder them.
Inna panja dakuan ne har ik di shanti bhang kiti hui hai aur afsos hai ke assi phir vi inna nu apne andar jaga dinne hain. ਕੋਈ ਕਿਸੇ ਡਾਕੂ ਦਾ ਸ਼ਿਕਾਰ ਹੈ ਕੋਈ ਕਿਸੇ ਡਾਕੂ ਦਾ ਸ਼ਿਕਾਰ ਹੈ
ਦਿਸ ਫਾਈਵ ਡੈਕੋਇਡਸ ਹੈਵ ਟੇਕਨ ਦ ਪੀਸ ਅਵੇ ਫਰੋਮ ਐਵਰੀਵਨ But still, people are allowing these five dacoits to remain within them. And that is why they are always conquered by one of these five dacoits. Someone is conquered by one of the five dacoits and someone is conquered by the another one.
ਬਲਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਆਪਣੇ ਮਿੱਤਰ ਸਮਝਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਦੋਸਤ ਸਮਝਦੇ ਹਾਂ। ਅਗਰ ਦੋਸਤ ਸਮਝਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਤਾਂ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਅਸੀਂ ਆਖਿਆ ਮੰਨਦੇ ਹਾਂ। ਜਦ ਅਸੀਂ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਕ੍ਰੋਧ ਦਾ ਆਖਾ ਮੰਨਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਤਦ ਵੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਪਰੇਸ਼ਾਨ ਹੈ। ਅਗਰ ਲੋਭ ਦਾ ਆਖਿਆ ਮੰਨਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਤਦ ਵੀ ਪਰੇਸ਼ਾਨ ਹੈ। ਕਾਮ ਦਾ ਆਖਾ ਮੰਨ ਕੇ ਤਾਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਪਰੇਸ਼ਾਨ ਹੋਏ ਬੈਠੇ ਹਾਂ।
ਵੀ ਅੰਡਰਸਟੈਂਡ ਦੈਮ ਐਜ਼ ਅਵਰ ਫਰੈਂਡਸ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਓਬੇਇੰਗ ਦੈਮ ਐਂਡ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਓਬੇ ਦੀ ਐਂਗਰ ਦੈਨ ਆਲਸੋ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਅਪਸੈਟ And when we obey greed, then also we are upset. And you already know about the lust, that when we obey the lust, then how much upset we are and how much we are away from the peace.
Paramatma, jad duniya nu pareshan hoi dekhda hai, ki kise de vi man nu shanti nahi. Oh, eh sansar de utte santa mahatma nu bhejda hai, ki jao, tusi duniya nu pata deo, ki ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕਿਸ ਚੀਜ਼ ਨੇ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਪਰੇਸ਼ਾਨ ਕੀਤਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਹੀ ਹੈ
ਵੈਨ ਗੋਡ ਸੀਜ਼ ਦ ਪੀਪਲ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਟ੍ਰਬਲਡ ਐਂਡ ਬਾਦਰਡ ਬਾਈ ਆਲ ਦਿਸ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਹੀ ਸੈਂਡਸ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਸੈਂਡਸ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਟੂ ਟੈਲ ਪੀਪਲ ਦੈਟ ਵਾਟ ਆਰ ਦ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਵਿਚ ਆਰ ਬਾਦਰਿੰਗ ਦੈਮ ਐਂਡ ਵੇਅਰ ਦੋਜ਼ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਰਿਜ਼ਾਈਡ
ਆਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਹੁਕਮ ਉਦੋਂ ਆਪਦਾ ਖੋ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਜਦੋਂ ਇਹ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਧੁੰਨ ਦੇ ਨਾਲੋਂ ਅਲੱਗ ਹੋ ਗਈ ਔਰ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਧੁੰਨ ਦੇ ਨਾਲੋਂ ਅਲੱਗ ਹੋਣ ਕਰਕੇ ਹੀ ਮਨ ਦਾ ਇਸ ਉੱਪਰ ਰਾਜ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਜਦ ਅਸੀਂ ਹੁਣ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਦੇ ਜਾਮੇ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆ ਕੇ ਹੀ ਇਸ ਦਾ ਮਿਲਾਪ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਧੁੰਨ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਅਗਰ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਧੁੰਨ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਇਸ ਦਾ ਅਸੀਂ ਮਿਲਾਪ ਕਰ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਤਾਂ ਮਨ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਇਹ ਆਪਣਾ ਹੁਕਮ ਪਹਿਲੇ ਦੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਹੀ ਕਾਇਮ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੀ ਹੈ
ਸੋਲ ਹੈਜ਼ ਲੋਸਟ ਇਟਸ ਪਾਵਰ ਓਵਰ ਮਾਈਂਡ ਐਵਰ ਸਿੰਸ ਸ਼ੀ ਗੋਟ ਸੈਪਰੇਟਡ ਫਰੋਮ ਦ ਸਾਊਂਡ ਕਰੰਟ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਗੈਟ ਅਵਰ ਸੋਲ connected with the sound current only in the human body. So when we, ever since our soul lost its connection from the sound current, it became the slave of the mind and mind is ruling over her. But in the human body, if we connect our soul with the sound current, only then our soul can again start ruling over the mind.
ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਪੰਜ ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਨਾਮਾਂ ਦਾ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਕਰਨਾ ਹੀ ਕਾਰਗਰ ਹੈ ਬਾਕੀ ਜਿਤਨਾ ਵੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਹੋਰ ਕੋਈ ਉਪਾਅ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਉਹ ਇਸ ਦੇ ਮੁਕਾਬਲੇ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਕੋਈ ਵੀ ਕਾਰਗਰ ਨਹੀਂ
ਫਾਰ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਵਿਦ ਇਨ ਦ ਬੋਡੀ ਐਂਡ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਆਲ ਦੀਸ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਦ ਰੈਪੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਦ ਫਾਈਵ ਸੈਕਰਡ ਨੇਮਸ ਗਿਵਨ ਬਾਈ ਦ ਪਰਫੈਕਟ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਆਰ ਦੀ ਓਨਲੀ ਮੀਨਸ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਓਨਲੀ ਵਰਥ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਓਨਲੀ ਯੂਸਫੁਲ ਫਾਰ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਨੋ ਮੈਟਰ ਹਾਊ ਮੈਨੀ ਅਦਰ ਆਊਟਰ ਪ੍ਰੈਕਟਿਸਿਸ ਵੀ ਡੂ ਫਾਰ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਵਿਦ ਇਨ ਬਟ ਸਟਿਲ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਨਾਟ ਗੁੱਡ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਵਿਲ ਨਾਟ ਹੈਲਪ ਅਸ ਦੇ ਵਿਲ ਨਾਟ ਮੇਕ ਅਸ ਸਕਸੈਸਫੁਲ ਇਨ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਵਿਦ ਇਨ
ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਬੜੀ ਭਾਰੀ ਦਇਆ ਕਰਕੇ ਆਪਣਾ ਤਨ ਧਾਰ ਕੇ ਇਸ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਜੀਵਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਆ ਕੇ ਮਾਲਕ ਦਾ ਸੰਦੇਸ਼ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ
ਸ਼ਾਵਰਿੰਗ ਅ ਲੋਟ ਆਫ ਗ੍ਰੇਸ ਗੋਡ ਕਮਸ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਇਨ ਦ ਹਿਊਮਨ ਬੋਡੀ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਗਿਵਸ ਦ ਮੈਸੇਜ ਹੀ ਗਿਵਸ ਹਿਸ ਓਨ ਮੈਸੇਜ ਟੂ ਦ ਜੀਵਾਸ
ਉਹ ਆ ਕੇ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਿਸ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਭੇਜਿਆ ਹੈ ਸਾਡੀ ਮਾਰਫਤ ਉਹੀ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਬੁਲਾ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ ਆਓ ਅਸੀਂ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਦੇਸ਼ ਲੈ ਚੱਲਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਘਰ ਪਹੁੰਚਾ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ
ਹੀ ਕਮਸ ਐਂਡ ਟੈਲਸ ਅਸ ਦੈਟ ਗੋਡ ਹੂ ਹੈਜ਼ ਸੈਂਟ ਯੂ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਇਜ਼ ਕਾਲਿੰਗ ਯੂ ਬੈਕ ਐਂਡ ਯੂ ਕੈਨ ਗੋ ਬੈਕ ਟੂ ਹਿਮ ਥਰੂ ਅਸ ਕਮ ਔਨ ਆਈ ਵਿਲ ਟੇਕ ਯੂ ਬੈਕ ਟੂ ਯੋਰ ਹੋਮ
ਲੇਕਿਨ ਕਾਲ ਜੀਵਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਬਹਿਕਾ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਦੇ ਖਿਲਾਫ ਕਰ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਜੋ ਸੰਤ ਸਿੱਖਿਆ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਸ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਅਮਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਨ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਗਾ
ਬਟ ਨੈਗੇਟਿਵ ਪਾਵਰ ਡਿਲਿਊਟਸ ਦ ਸੋਲਸ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈ ਹੀ ਮੇਕਸ ਦੈਮ ਅਗੇਂਸਟ ਦ ਸੇਂਟਸ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਟੀਚਿੰਗਸ ਵਿਚ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਗਿਵ ਟੂ ਦ ਸੋਲਸ ਨੈਗੇਟਿਵ ਪਾਵਰ ਡਜ਼ਨਟ ਅਲਾਉ ਦੈਮ ਟੂ ਫੋਲੋ ਦੈਮ
ਜਦ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਨੂੰ ਕਾਲ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਨੂੰ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਤੂੰ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਆਪਣਾ ਭੇਦ ਦੱਸ ਦੇ ਤਾਂ ਕਿ ਜਿਹਦੇ ਕੋਲ ਤੇਰਾ ਭੇਦ ਹੋਏਗਾ ਮੈਂ ਉਸਨੂੰ ਕੁਛ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਹੂੰਗਾ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਾਲ ਦੇ ਸਭ ਦਾ ਭੇਦ ਜਾਣਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ ਅਖੀਰ ਜਦ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਉਸਦੇ ਧੋਖੇ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਨਾ ਆ ਸਕਿਆ ਤਾਂ ਆਖਰ ਕਾਲ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਕਿ ਦੇਖ ਤੇਰੀ ਭਗਤੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਤੂੰ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਦੱਸਣੀ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਬੜੀ ਕਠਿਨ ਹੈ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਤੂੰ ਇਹ ਕਹਿਣਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮੀਟ ਸ਼ਰਾਬ ਕੋਈ ਨਾ ਖਾਏ ਪੀਏ ਉਹੀ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਬਚੇਗਾ ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਮੈਂ ਖੁੱਲ੍ਹਾ ਉਪਦੇਸ਼ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਰ ਦੇਣਾ ਹੈ। ਮਰਦਾਂ ਨੇ ਤਾਂ ਸ਼ਰਾਬ ਪੀਣੀ ਸੀ, ਮੀਟ ਖਾਣਾ ਸੀ, ਔਰਤਾਂ ਵੀ ਖਾਂਦੇ ਫਿਰਨਗੀਆਂ, ਮੈਂ ਘਰ ਘਰ ਇਸ ਦਾ ਮੀਟ ਸ਼ਰਾਬ ਦਾ ਬੋਲਬਾਲਾ ਕਰ ਦੂੰਗਾ।
When negative power met Kabir Sahib, he told Kabir Sahib to give him the secret, give him his secret, so that those who are initiated by the perfect masters may not be bothered by the negative power, and negative power will let them go in the home of God without any botheration. But Kabir Sahib knew that negative power was playing a trick on him, so that is why Kabir Sahib was not deceived by negative power. And after that, negative power tried many other means to know the secret of Kabir Sahib, but Kabir Sahib didn't give him the secret. So at the end, when he was not successful in playing all his tricks, negative power said that, well, now I will give you a very hard time, because you will teach people not to eat meat, not to drink wine, to be chaste and all these things. And equivalent to your path, I will start another path in which I will teach people to eat meat, to drink wine and not to be chaste. And less people will be attracted towards your teachings, because they are very difficult to follow, very difficult to practice. But many more people will come towards the teachings which I will spread. And in that way, now the men are eating the meat and drinking wine, but following them and looking at them, even the women will start eating meat and drinking wine. And in that way, not many souls will come to you, and you will not be able to liberate them.
ਦੁਨੀਆ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਮੈਂ ਬੜੀਆਂ ਸਮਾਜਾਂ ਬਣਾ ਦੇਊਂਗਾ, ਔਰ ਲੋਕ ਉਹ ਸਮਾਜ ਛੱਡਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਬੜਾ ਕਠਿਨ ਮਹਿਸੂਸ ਕਰਨਗੇ, ਹਰ ਇੱਕ ਆਪੋ ਆਪਣੀ ਸਮਾਜ ਨੂੰ ਹੀ ਅਹਿਮੀਅਤ ਦੇਵੇਗਾ।
And further negative power said that I will create many communities and religions like things in the world, and people, those who will be caught up in the bounds of the religions and societies and communities, will find very difficult to leave them, even if they would want it.
ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਦ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਇਹ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਮੰਡਲ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਆਏ, ਉਦੋਂ ਦੋ ਹੀ ਸਮਾਜਾਂ ਹਿੰਦੁਸਤਾਨ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਸਨ, ਹਿੰਦੂ ਔਰ ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨ।
ਇਨ ਦਾ ਬਿਗਿਨਿੰਗ ਵੈਨ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕੇਮ ਇਨ ਇੰਡੀਆ, ਐਟ ਦੈਟ ਟਾਈਮ ਓਨਲੀ ਟੂ ਰਿਲੀਜੀਅਨਸ ਵਰ ਐਗਜ਼ਿਸਟਿੰਗ, ਮੁਸਲਿਮਸ ਐਂਡ ਹਿੰਦੂਸ।
ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੋ ਸਮਾਜਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਥੋੜ੍ਹੇ ਆਦਮੀ ਸਨ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਆਪਦੇ ਪਿਆਰ ਨੂੰ ਜਾਂ ਆਪਦੇ ਪੈਗਾਮ ਨੂੰ ਸਮਝਦੇ ਸੀ, ਦੋਨੇ ਸਮਾਜਾਂ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦੇ ਬੜੀਆਂ ਖਿਲਾਫ਼ ਸਨ।
Out of both those communities, only there were religions, only there were few people, those who were understanding and those who came to Kabir Sahib. Otherwise, most of the people were against Kabir Sahib. Both the religions were against Kabir Sahib.
Us waqt Lodhi Sikandar Badshah siga, jisne har kism da apao kita, qazi aur mullah de kehne de mutabik Kabir Sahib nu maran waste.
At that time, Lodhi Sikandar was the emperor. And because he was told by the Qazis, the Muslim priest, as well as the Hindu priest, that is why he tried his best to kill Kabir Sahib.
Kyunki aap na ta hinduan de khilaf san na musalmanan de khilaf san, jo oh rau reetiyan karde san bahar rasm o rivaaj jehda karde san us de Kabir Sahib khilaf san, ohda zordar shabdan de vich oh ਖੰਡਨ ਕਰਦੇ ਸਨ।
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਵਾਸ ਨੀਦਰ ਅਗੇਂਸਟ ਦ ਮੁਸਲਿਮਸ ਨਾਟ ਹੀ ਵਾਸ ਅਗੇਂਸਟ ਦ ਹਿੰਦੂਸ ਬਟ ਹੀ ਵਾਸ ਵੈਰੀ ਮਚ ਅਗੇਂਸਟ ਹੀ ਵਾਸ ਵੈਰੀ ਅਗੇ ਇਸ ਵੈਰੀ ਮਚ ਅਗੇਂਸਟ ਦ ਆਊਟਰ ਰਾਈਟਸ ਐਂਡ ਰਿਚੁਅਲਸ ਵਿਚ ਬੋਥ ਦਿਸ ਰਿਲੀਜੀਅਸ ਪੀਪਲ ਵੈਰ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਕੰਡੈਮ ਦੈਮ ਯੂਜ਼ਿੰਗ ਵੈਰੀ ਸਟ੍ਰਿਕਟ ਵੈਰੀ ਪਾਵਰਫੁਲ ਵਰਡਸ।
ਤੋ ਇੱਕ ਵਾਰੀ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦੇ ਹੱਥ ਪੈਰ ਬੰਨ ਕੇ ਗੰਗਾ ਦਰਿਆ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਿੱਟ ਦਿੱਤਾ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉੱਥੇ ਵੀ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਡੁੱਬੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਨ।
ਵੰਸ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਵਾਸ ਥਰੋਨ ਇਨ ਦ ਰਿਵਰ ਗੈਂਜਿਸ After tying up his hands and feet, but Kabir Sahib was not drowned there.
Ik dafa hathi de agge gathdi ban ke sitya gaya aur hathi nu mad piyai gayi aur jehda hathi siga oh bajaye Kabir Sahib nu maran de us nu nimshkar karan lagya jehda us kyunki us waqt de andar jo munsibi sigi oh qaziyan de hath si qazi jehda siga oh mahabbat jehda hathi nu ਤੋਰਨ ਵਾਲਾ ਸੀ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਤੂੰ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਦਵਲਦਾ ਕਿਉਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਾ ਤਾਂ ਕਿ ਇਸ ਦੇ ਚੋਟ ਕਰੇ।
ਵੰਸ ਅਗੇਨ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬਸ ਬੋਡੀ ਵਾਸ ਟਾਈਡ ਅਪ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਵਾਸ ਥਰੋਨ ਇਨ ਫਰੰਟ ਆਫ ਅਨ ਇੰਟੋਕਸੀਕੇਟਡ ਐਲੀਫੈਂਟ ਐਂਡ ਦੀ ਐਲੀਫੈਂਟ ਵਾਸ ਇੰਸਪਾਇਰਡ ਐਂਡ ਐਂਕਰੇਜ ਟੂ ਸਟੈਪ ਔਨ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਟੂ ਕਿਲ ਹਿਮ ਬਟ ਇਨਸਟੈਡ ਆਫ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਐਲੀਫੈਂਟ ਸਟਾਰਟਡ ਬੋਇੰਗ ਡਾਊਨ ਟੂ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਐਟ ਦੈਟ ਟਾਈਮ ਦ ਕਾਜ਼ੀਜ਼ ਹੈਡ ਦੀ ਰਾਈਟਸ and they were deciding things. The law was in their hands. So that is why when the elephant was not stepping on Kabir Sahib's body, he told the Mahat that, why don't you encourage him to step on Kabir Sahib?
So Kabir Sahib da jab tin vaar is tarah da kita, to Kabir Sahib aap di bani de jehda kaji da man siga, oh je vi nahi piglya siga, bhai shayad te malik da pyara hai, lekin oh hor vi kathor upao karan lagya.
For 3 times Kabir Sahib escaped. They tried 3 times, but Kabir Sahib was escaped all the 3 times. And it was like a miracle, but the Qazi's mind was not, his heart was not softened. And instead of understanding and appreciating the truth, he became worse.
Kabir Sahib kehnde hai apni bani de vich, kya aparad sant hai keena, band port kunchir ko deena, kunchir port lay lay nim shikara hai, buja nahi kaji andhiyara hai.
So Kabir Sahib writes in his bani that what fault the masters have done, that their hands and feet are tied and they are thrown in front of the elephant. Elephant doesn't want to step on the master. Instead of doing that, he is bowing down to the master. But still, the Qazi is not understanding that.
Sanu pata hi hai ki jab do samajan ne Kabir Sahib de naal is tarah da vartao kita, to aj tak kitniyan samajan hain, ginti karni badi mushkil hoi payi hai.
We know that in those days only 2 religions were existing where Kabir Sahib was preaching, and both of them were against Kabir Sahib, and still he was having a very hard time. Nowadays there are many religions, many communities, and most of them are always against the masters.
Maharaj Savan Singh kehnde hunde sige ke duniya pedan di tarah hai, jis tarah ik ped khad de vich vad gi ta oh society nahi chhaddiyan giyan, sab khad ch vad jandiyan hai. Agar ik ped pahad nu tur pendi hai, sab magre tur pendiyan hai. Jis tarah agar koi pedan de waade nu ag lag jave, ਇਨਸਾਨ ਕੋਈ ਤਰਸ ਕਰਕੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਬਾਹਰ ਕੱਢਣਾ ਚਾਹੇ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉਹ ਸੋਸਾਇਟੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਛੱਡਦੀਆਂ ਗਈਆਂ, ਇੱਕ ਦੂਸਰੇ ਦੇ ਮਗਰ ਜਲ ਜਾਂਦੀਆਂ ਹੈ.
ਮਾਸਟਰ ਸਾਵਨ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਯੂਸ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਕੰਡੀਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਦ ਵਰਲਡ ਇਜ਼ ਲਾਈਕ ਦ ਕੰਡੀਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਦ ਸ਼ੀਪ. ਯੂ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਵਨ ਸ਼ੀਪ, ਦ ਸ਼ੀਪ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਫੋਲੋ ਦੀ ਅਦਰ ਸ਼ੀਪ. ਇਫ ਵਨ ਸ਼ੀਪ ਲੀਡਸ ਆਲ ਦੀ ਅਦਰ ਸ਼ੀਪ ਔਨ ਦ ਮਾਊਂਟਨਸ, ਦੇ ਵਿਲ ਗੋ ਦੈਟ. ਇਫ ਦ ਸ਼ੀਪ, ਇਫ ਦ ਵਨ ਸ਼ੀਪ ਲੀਡਸ ਦੀ ਅਦਰ ਸ਼ੀਪ in some other part or wherever the first sheep is going, the other will also follow the first sheep, and they will not realize that where they are, what they are doing. And suppose if the place where the sheep are kept, if that catches the fire, and if any man wants to have mercy on the sheep, and if he brings them out, but if one of the sheep is again trying to come in the place, the other will also follow. They will not realize that they are going to the death.
Our closing bhajan is on page 15. Savana Kerya Ranga Vicharazi. In which things is Savan pleased? How can I know the secret of Savan? When Savan came, all the flowers bloomed. The doors of Kalpower were closed. He won the game of Satnam. By giving satsang, he explained the path. He wants to take the souls to Satchkhand. Meditate on Nam. Don't become the disobedient one. Becoming Sawan Shah, he came into this world and glorified the name of Jamal Singh. He cured those who were diseased with ego. O Sawan, come and give us your darshan. Remove the disease of birth after birth so that Ajaib, the suffering one, may become well. In which things is Sawan pleased? How can I know the secret of Sawan?
Jitale satnam divazi neke janasar samandi sat sang karake rahe samajonde ruha sache kandale jani acha honde nam japalo na banyo pazi meke jan sar samandi Sawan Shaban Jagavichaya Jemal Singh Danam Namakaya Roge Home Vale Kit Razi Meke Jan Sar Sawan Di Sawan keri aranga vich razi meke jan sar samadhi Sawan aao darsha dikhao janam janam de roga mitao Jaiva dukhi aho jai razi Meke jan sar sawan di sawan kiri aranga vich razi Meke jan sar sawan di sawan kiri aranga
O Sawan, come and give us your darshan. Remove the disease of birth after birth, so that Ajab, the suffering one, may become well. In which things is Sawan pleased? How can I know the secret of Sawan? May God bless us all.